The morning of today's daf and gittin is paid dal. Thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf is learning Zech and Ishmat Liba Gavriel Lavash Shmuel. We are on Pigim Amud Beis. We are towards the bottom of the Amud by Mene Rav and Mirav Nachman. The following question has been asked. Yesterday's daf dedicated entirely to more analysis and discussion regarding the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. I got it right today. The opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that you can give a limited get. Woman's going to be permitted to nearly everybody, except for whoever the husband decides should be excluded from that permission. So is that going to be valid or not? Rabbi Eliezer says such a get would be a valid get. The Chachamim disagree. What's the reason behind the Chachamim? What's the reason behind Rabbi Eliezer? So now the beginning of the ninth parak spent 2 days discussing this very topic of the shitas of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Manpei Gimel. Sorry, let me go back one step. Manpei Beis. So the Gemara quoted psukim, two different psukim to Darshan on behalf of Rabbi Eliezer in terms of what the Svara is behind Rabbi Eliezer. On Pei Gimel, that's yesterday's daf, the Gemara gave four Tanayim with five different Svaras in terms of why Rabbi Eliezer cannot be right. Ultimately, the Gemara points out that as much as the Tanayim argued, first of all, Rabbi Yeshua said at the end of the Brice that the Gemara quoted yesterday, Pasnish, it's just not right that you're attacking Rabbi Eliezer after he's dead. Rabbi Eliezer should be argued upon, but only while he's alive, not after he's dead. In other words, we're not talking halacha right now, we're talking Svaras, so the Svaras should not be shouldn't be poking at him after poking at the Svaras, I should say, after he's dead. And then the Gemara went over all five Svaras for Tanaim, because as we learned yesterday, Rabbi Akiva provided two Svaras in terms of why Rabbi Eliezer was wrong. But there were four Tanaim, five Svaras, and the Gemara concluded yesterday that Rava said in yesterday's daf that of the five Svaras that are given, one of them is ironclad, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Svara. That one is Chol Velo Yavor. That one is really good. Yeah, which parenthetically, by the way, is the Svara of the very definition of Krisus is a full severance between husband and wife. Anytime there's an exclusion of a man, that does not create a full severance. And that belies the very definition of Krisus. That was the Svara which the Gemara says, Rava says, that's ironclad. You can't argue against that Svara. All the other Svaras that were given, all the other four Svaras that were given, so the Gemara says, if you want, we can poke holes in the Svaras that are given against Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, and that was yesterday's daf. We are continuing now in the Gemara. We are on towards the bottom of the Amud. Bamine Rava Mirav Nachman, five lines from the bottom of the two dots, Anpei Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara continues, the question was asked from Rav and Rav Nachman, Hayom I Atishti Ulamachar Atishti. Okay, this isn't even going to be the best thing we're going to cover today, but it's good. The Gemara says today you'll be my wife, today you will not be my wife. Correct. Today you will not be my wife, and tomorrow Atishti you're going to be my wife once again. But at least for one full day you'll get a break from me. Or just one day. And a full break also. So is this going to be an effective get, yes or no? So the Gemara starts off, Tibai le Rabbi Eliezer, Tibai le Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, really, this question can be framed from both viewpoints of both of the Tanayim. Tibai le Rabbi Eliezer, Ad kano kama Rabbi Eliezer, Asmael daman de kashari, kashar la olama vahacha lo. On one hand, Rabbi Eliezer, we can make the following argument. Look, Rabbi Eliezer does allow for a limited get, but limited only in terms of excluding people from the get, but not excluding time. If there is if the get is temporary, meaning this is a get for just one day, you know, you'll get a 1 day respite from me. So if it's a get for 1 day, that's not going to be valid, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. Yes, Rabbi Eliezer allows for a limited get, but limited from people, not limited from time. So we can ask the question according to Rabbi Eliezer. And Odil Maloshna, or maybe no. Maybe just like Rabbi Eliezer would allow the limited get excluding people, maybe he would allow limited get excluding time as well. Antibai le Rabbanan. And the Gemara says, and the question really could be posed according to the Chachamim as well. Why? Ad kan lo kamer Rabbanan hasam elo dolo paskiminei. Legamri. Ava hacha kevin de paskiminei. Ava kevin de paska. And according to the Chachamim, you can make the following argument. The Chachamim do not subscribe to Rabbi Eliezer's viewpoint. And you cannot issue a limited get which is going to exclude some men from the get. You can't do that. Here, however, at least for that 1 day, she is fully severed from you for that 1 day. And what we're going to see in just a moment is that once she has a full severance from you, she will always be severed from you. In other words, she's not going to come back. And maybe what the Gemara is arguing now is that with that one day severance, which is a full day, that'll cut the relationship between the two. And when I say cut, of course, I mean indefinitely.
Basa,
Basa de Baye, yeah, could be. Well, you'll see the answer. Basa de Baye, how the Pasha? The Gemara says, okay, the question was asked. Now, the Gemara says, we're going to definitively answer the question. Mistabra, top of Peidal and Medalef, Mistabra, Bein LeRebbe, Eliezer, Bein LeRabban, and Kevin, to Pascha, Pascha. The question is going to be answered for Boshitas. Now, it's interesting, Boshitas, meaning we don't Pascha like Rebbe Eliezer. Again, it's just one of those phenomena where the Gemara, even though not Pascha like Rebbe Eliezer, spends a considerable amount of time discussing. Learning the sheet to Rabbi Eliezer, both according to Rabbi Eliezer and according to the Chachamim, came into Pascha Pascha. That argument is a very powerful argument, meaning they were fully cut apart from one another. Now it's true he said for a day, but once they are fully cut from one another, that's it. The marriage is terminated, and the marriage comes to a conclusion. Tanu Rabbanan. We're now on the top of Peidal Amud Aleph. Harezikitech Hamanash Tinasi Laploni. Okay, obviously we'll file this under a strange request / condition on the part of a husband. I will divorce you, but only on the following condition: you marry so and so. Now, let's keep in mind, in order for a get to be a valid get, she has to be muteres l'chol adam. She can be permitted to anybody she wants to marry. Like we discussed in yesterday's daf. Obviously, the very nature of get is going to preclude her from marrying some people in the world. We discussed yesterday. She can't marry Kohanim. She can't marry her ex-husband's family members. They're arayas to her. So we all understand that there's going to be some people excluded from her pool of eligibility. However, with that stated, she should be able to marry anyone she wants in order for the get to be valid get. Here, however, the husband makes what we would call an unusual request on the part of the wife. I'm going to divorce you, yes, and I'm going to attach a condition, and the condition is that the get is only going to be valid if you marry so-and-so. That's strange, it's unusual. And now let us watch what happens if the husband makes such a condition. So the Braisa says something which at this point is very difficult to understand, and we're going to spend almost half this Amud trying to understand the Braisa, but I'll just translate the words. She shouldn't marry him, and if she does, she shouldn't leave him. Okay, so my Ka'amar, after having explained the Braisa, which I really didn't, but after having translated the Braisa, Gemara's question is really simple. What did the Braisa just say? We certainly understand what the husband's stipulation was, strange as it was. That's easy. What's the result of such a stipulation? So my Ka'amar, so the Gemara wants to know what was being said in the Braisa. So here we begin now with a couple of suggestions in terms of what the Braisa actually meant. I'm Rav Nachman Hachi Ka'amar. So we start with Rav Nachman's understanding of the Braisa. Hare zu lo sinase lo shema yomru nishem nosna mematana. So number one, says Rav Nachman, what the Braisa means is as follows: that man that she was stipulated that she needs to marry, she shouldn't marry him. Why? So there's the svara that Rav Nachman introduces us to is the svara of shema yomru nishosem nosna mematana, because people are going to say, you know, that's odd. I mean, it is odd. We don't have to conjecture. It is odd that the man who divorces his wife says, yeah, but you know what? Next, I want you to go to so-and-so. Oh, now, if we are observing such an unusual stipulation, so we would say, well, there must have been some favors exchanged. Meaning he basically is giving his wife over to another man. Now, obviously, if he's doing it in a halakhically valid way, he has to divorce her and then send her along to the next man. But by virtue of the fact that he's stipulating that you must marry that man, seems to be an indication that there must have been some sort of favors exchanged. Basically, she was bartered. Now, people will say, must be that the wife was bartered between these two men, and that's why the first and now ex-husband is stipulating that she should marry so-and-so. And we don't want that kind of perception. We don't want that kind of society. We don't want that kind of culture. So therefore, lichatchila, she shouldn't marry that man, even though the marriage to that man is effectively what is going to activate the get. But still, the Chachamim were so bothered by this kind of perception that would be created, so the Chachamim said, "L'chachil, she shouldn't marry him." Ve'im nisis la'achir lo teitzei. So the Gemara says, "Now, what if she marries somebody else? So she shouldn't leave that other marriage. Now, if she married somebody else, she didn't fulfill the Tanai. So if she didn't fulfill the Tanai, it's not a get." So the Gemara says that conclusion is just difficult to understand. And the Gemara asks, wait 1 second. I understand the first part of Rav Nachman. She shouldn't marry that one guy that she stipulated that she needs to marry in order to activate the get. I understand that. The Chachamim made Gzera. The Chachamim do not want any type of perception that this is the kind of society we're running, where women are where wives are getting bartered between men. I'm totally understood. But then the conclusion of the Brice, according to Rav Nachman, is really challenging. Because the get right now is not a valid get. It's not going to be a valid get until she satisfies that stipulation. And therefore, she is a married woman. And she's going to now be with another man while she's a married woman? And because of Gzera, we're going to allow it? Gemara says, I can't imagine. So Allah Rav Nachman Hachi Kamar Zelo Sinasi Lo Shema Yarmun Hashem Nosim Matana. So we're going to have a revised version of Rav Nachman's understanding of the Braisa, but we're going to this. It's the same starting point. The man that she was stipulated that she needs to marry, she shouldn't marry him. Again, because of that perception that's going to be created that this is the kind of men we're dealing with, men who are bartering with their wives. With the wife is basically turned into a commodity. Gemara says, fine. She shouldn't marry the man that she was stipulated that she needs to marry. V'im nisis lo, lo teitze. D'mishum gzera lo mafkinan. Oh, but if she does marry that man, so lichachila she shouldn't. But b'di'evit, if she marries that man, okay. The marriage will stick. So, by the way, just as a really interesting, not even aside, just pshat in the Gemara, Tosas points out, what was the Havamina, what was the Maskana? I mean, the Gemara for a moment entertained the idea that she can go ahead and marry somebody else. How can that be? Meaning the stipulation was the get's not going to be good until you marry so-and-so. And until she marries so-and-so, the get's not valid. So how can the Gemara for a moment had the idea that she should marry somebody else? How can that be? So Tosfos says in the Havamina, what the Gemara thought, although the Gemara didn't express this, but this is Tosfos' understanding of the Gemara thought, Mafkinim Rabbanan Kedusha Mineh, meaning that the Chachamim would use their ace card, which they use very infrequently, that sometimes under certain circumstances they're going to undo the marriage using the power of Afkeinan. That the Chachamim could do that under certain circumstances. The Havamina of the Gemara was this would be a time to employ the rule of Afkina Mineh Kedusha Mineh. Correct, from the original husband. That was the Havamina. That's what the Gemara was suggesting. But then the Gemara's answer, according to Tosos, was no, we're not going to, the Chachamim are not going to take out their very sacred ace card under these circumstances. This is not going to be enough of a valid reason to employ such an unusual tactic.
What about the lack of consent? Meaning that a woman can be divorced against her consent, but she can't be married against her consent. So how could she be married?
It's a tanai. That's all. It's this tanai is onerous.
What if she's not consenting? How could he
abandon? There doesn't need to be consent on her part. It's a tanai. I'll give you the get, but under the following condition. And this condition happens.
Second marriage before she consents. She can't be married.
Okay, correct. Nobody's forcing her to marry this other man.
The first husband is actually.
No, he's not. He's just telling you. He's telling you. Do you want the get? Fine, I'll give you the get. But under these circumstances, it's beyond onerous. It's but when all said and done, it is a condition that she can either A, fulfill or not fulfill. It would be I don't know. I don't want to create any type of equivalency. But we discussed earlier in the Masechta where he says, "I'll give you the get, but you give me 200 zuz." Okay, so instead of 200 zuz, make it 1,000 zuz. Make it 1,000,000 zuz. Meaning, he could stipulate whatever he wants to stipulate. Now, again, this one is highly unusual, but it's a stipulation.
But if she did, for a moment of time, she'd marry the two men.
No, because when she marries this other man, that'll effectuate the get, and retroactively to the time of the giving of the get. Okay, so the so Amale Rava. So okay, so now where are we at right now? We need a pshat in the Braisa. So again, the Braisa says the man says I'll give you a get, but only under the condition that you marry so and so. So the Braisa says don't, and if you do, she doesn't have to leave. So what's the don't, and what is if you do? So again, so we saw the pshat of Rav Nachman, but the Gemara says. It's if Amalei Rava Lohu de Lotinase Hala Achir Tinase. So the Gemara says she shouldn't marry him, but the somebody else she should be able to marry. Va'abai Kiyumah Tanai. So the Gemara says, but you need a Kiyumah Tanai, meaning the get's not going to be a valid get until she fulfills the condition. V'chitem Efshar Dimitzve Hayom Megishal Amachar Omekaimel Tanai. So Gemara says, well, maybe as follows. Maybe we're going to play one of the riskiest games in terms of the fulfillment of condition. Maybe what she'll do is she'll marry whoever she wants, and then in terms of the Kiyumah Tanai, well, maybe later in life she'll go ahead and she'll marry the person that she's supposed to marry in order to validate the get. Gemara says, well, maybe that was the plan. That's a game plan. The Gemara immediately notes that's a really difficult game plan. But the Gemara, instead of the Gemara just simply saying that's way too risky behavior, which is effectively what the Gemara is going to say in just a moment, the Gemara compares this to something that we learn back in Nedarim. Ulahakta pliga alah de Rav Yehuda kimedamisle. And the Gemara says, and now what are you comparing it to? You're comparing it to the argument that Rav Yehuda has back in Masechet Nedarim. And the Gemara says, let's revisit. Ditmar. Konim einai b'sheni hayom im isha lamachar. The person makes a neder and he says, look, sleep is going to be usher to me today if I sleep tomorrow. So in other words, he makes a neder and he makes a neder conditional to a trigger. Now the trigger is going to occur tomorrow. In other words, but the neder is today. But the neder will only be activated if we go to tomorrow, and he triggers it off tomorrow. So now, I'm Rav Yehuda al Yishen Hayom, Shem Yishen Lamachar. So Rav Yehuda says, well, the neder is I won't sleep today. And sleep will be usher to me today. Okay, that's the neder. So Rav Yehuda says, fine. So you know what? Don't sleep today. Even though the neder is attached to a condition, and the condition will, may or may not be triggered tomorrow, but Rav Yehuda says, why don't we stay nice and conservative? Don't fall asleep today, because at least now you get to tomorrow, even if you trigger the neder, you will have fulfilled the neder. But don't sleep today, take a nap today, and say, oh, don't worry. I know I'm violating my neder, but again, remember, the neder is contingent on what's going to happen tomorrow, and tomorrow I won't fall asleep, because I know I won't fall asleep. Now Rav Nachman says, no, take the risk, it's fine. In other words, you want to take a nap today, fine. And tomorrow, make sure not to trigger off the neder. So Rav Nachman is a little riskier in terms of how he's ready to take the chance. So, what the Gemara now is suggesting is, you just suggested that this woman, in order to activate the get, has to marry so-and-so. Okay, let's give him a name. Let's make this nice and easy. So she has to marry Reuven in order for the get to be activated. And meanwhile, the Gemara is making a suggestion. Well, you know what? This is what the Braisa means. Let her marry Shimon. It's fine. And in terms of the activation of the get, well, at a later point in her life, she'll marry Reuven. The Gemara is saying, are you really comparing this now to... Well, the Gemara is comparing. The Gemara says, this is kind of like the Amik and Neder today, but the trigger will be tomorrow. And Rav Yehuda says, well, you better not sleep today, because who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. And Rav Nachman argues with Rav Yehuda, and the Gemara says, and really, and that's what you want to do? You want to now side with Rav Nachman on this issue? So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta. The Gemara says, first of all, the comparison between the two cases are not even equivalent. Some bidide kaime di by mavriz nafshe besilvasa velonayim. Gemara says that you could take some sort of I'm going to use some five, you know, plug, a gratuitous plug for 5 hour energy. Whether it works or doesn't work, but anyway, but the yeah right, the, you could take thorns. I'll translate the Gemara literally. You take thorns and you hit yourself with the thorns. You can keep yourself awake. It's within your control to keep yourself awake. However, hacha bedida kaimeli igrushe. The Gemara says, but once she enters into the first marriage, in other words, the stipulation was to marry Reuven. She's going to marry Shimon. She can't control whether or not Shimon's going to divorce her so that she can marry Reuven in order to fulfill her condition that she made with her first husband. That's not within her control. So the Gemara says even the comparison of these two cases is not a fair comparison. Ella Amar Rava. So here we go now. This is round three. Round three with the Braisa. The Braisa says again, a husband divorces his wife with the following stipulation. I'll divorce you, and the divorce will be effective only conditional to the fact that you marry so-and-so. Reuven. You gotta marry Reuven. And then and only then is the get going to be a valid get. Now again, what the rest of the Braisa, what does it mean? So here we go now. Round three with the rest of the Braisa. Amarava harezu lo sinase lo 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 la'acher. So round three of the Braisa is that with such a stipulation, licha chila she should marry nobody. Now I know that puts her in a state of aguna. I understand that, but just saying pshat in the Braisa. Lo lo v'lo
la'acher. Why did she marry stay married to her original husband?
Wait, just one second. Let's hear this out. Lo lo v'lo la'acher. Lo lo tinase shema yomer nishesem nosim matana. So to marry the identified man, once again, that's going to create the perception of these are the kinds of people we're talking about who basically are treating their wives like commodity, bartering the wives for whatever favors were exchanged for the wife. So the Gemara says, so fine. So she can't marry the man. And la'acher lo tinase debai ki yomer latanai. And in terms of marrying somebody else, she can't marry somebody else because the get was not mekuyam. The condition of the get was not satisfied. She's not yet divorced. So the Gemara says that's where the Braisa starts off. The Braisa says she shouldn't marry anyone at this point in time. However, Imni says lo teitse dimshum gzeira lo mafkinan. Now, if she ends up marrying Reuven, which she shouldn't have done, but if she does so, we're not going to break up the marriage because of a gzeira. Meaning, marrying Reuven is a kiyum tanai. It does now trigger the get. The get now has been activated. She is a divorced woman, and she therefore is allowed to keep the marriage with Reuven. L'chachila, she shouldn't be married, but because of the gzera, we're not going to undo the marriage. And la'achar teitzeh debai l'kiyum l'tanai. And then, but what about marrying somebody else? She can't marry somebody else because the get wasn't yet fulfilled. The condition wasn't satisfied. So she shouldn't marry somebody else. Tanya kavase de Rava, the Gemara quotes the Braisa supporting Rava's pshat of the Braisa. Harez olisinase lo 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 Okay, so the Gemara quotes the Braisa, and the Braisa says the pshat in the Braisa. This Braisa says the pshat in the Braisa, just like Rava did. Okay, so that's the conclusion. That under this very unusual circumstance of the man makes what seems to be just a ridiculous condition that I'll marry you, but only on the condition that you marry so-and-so. So now the pshat and the braisa is that she shouldn't marry anybody at this point in time. And not the person that was identified because of the perception that it creates of this is the kind of people they are, where they're bartering the wife against some other favor. But if she marries that guy, lo teitse, because a gzera is not enough reason to invalidate to undo the marriage that was done. Yeah.
What happens if Reuven dies? Then she's prohibited to the
entire. Yeah, in other words, then she can't fulfill the condition. Okay, what will be the remainder?
That's a divorce, no?
What will be the remainder of today's daf is that we're going to discuss impossible conditions, right here. Today's daf, pay dollar. So, but if he's making the condition at the time when he makes the condition, he was alive. It's possible, although highly unusual, but at least it's within the realm of possibility.
When is it takes it from somebody else? She was warned not to, then she becomes a capital. It becomes a capital. Yeah.
Okay, I don't.
She was warned not to marry somebody else. She did.
Yeah, but she can't marry him only because of Gzera Durabana. So she violated the Gzera Durabana.
No, I'm talking about somebody else. If she married
somebody else. She married somebody else, then that's not a marriage. She's still an Eishes Ish. Yeah.
It's capital, but if she was capital.
Right, well, that's what the Braisa says. In other words, there is no option. There's no option.
Just hit Tate's it's more something.
Right, but that goes back to Rav Nachman's Pshat, which the Gemara didn't accept.
Can the wife refuse both
get and the tonight? What do you mean refuse?
One way, like the husband gives the get?
I mean, it's basically, again, now it's the. It's the husband's giving a get, but not really giving a get, meaning making such an unusual condition. What do you mean? Can she refuse it?
She doesn't want to get the
get. I mean, if it's effectively the same thing. There's not much difference between what you're saying and what the Gemara is saying. Okay. Tana Rabban, Pei Dalam and Aleph, we're halfway down the on the Amud at the two dots. I'll give you the gap, but it's a very simple condition. All you need is just simply to walk up to heaven. Okay, just to climb. Okay, I know it's difficult. There's a thing called gravity. I know it makes it trying, but it's okay. You just go, you know, go straight to heaven. So I'm an Asher Tera Dila to home, or go down to the depths. Okay. Okay, right, okay, right. So Amanash Tibali Shetivli Kane Shadala Amos. Yeah, look, here's a stick of 4 amos long. You swallow it and the get will be a valid get. Amanash Tavili Kana Ben Kuf Ama. Bring me a stick that's 100 amos long. Amanash Tavri Sayam Hagadol Biraglacha. I just walk over the Mediterranean. It's not a terribly big deal. You walk over the Mediterranean, and if you do that, there will be a good get. Eino get. In all these circumstances, the Tanna Kamma says the get is not a valid get. Now, as we'll see in just a moment, the halacha is not going to fall like the Tanna Kamma. Now, the reason being, and we've said this a number of times already, is because, remember, and this is just such an important thing to understand and realize. There's the giving of the get, and there's a condition attached to the get. And they're two separate things. Meaning that the step one, was the get given? Yes, okay. Step two, was there a condition attached to that? So if the condition is I don't want to say reasonable, because we spent the first half of today's daf discussing something which is not reasonable, but at least within the realm of possible, so then that would be a condition. And that condition, therefore, has to be satisfied. But if the condition is unreasonable, when I say unreasonable, I mean impossible. Like all the examples that we just gave in the Gemara, so then the condition is just simply not a condition. And what are we left? And what are we left with? Just a get that was given. So, but the Tanna Kamma says that this get is not a valid get. Rav Yehuda ben Tema omer kaze get, and Rav Yehuda ben Tema says no, this is in fact going to be a get. Klal amar Rav Yehuda ben Tema. Rav Yehuda ben Tema says, and let me give you the rule. Kol tanai sheyef shalu lekaimo b'sofo v'hifna alav mitchilaso eino ela kemafli ga b'dvarim. When a man gives a stipulation that is feasible, that is possible, fine, that's a tanai. But if it's something which is impossible, unfeasible, so then the condition is thrown out. And he is like, the Gemara's Lashon is, mafliga b'dvarim. He is exaggerating, just verbally taunting her. But nothing more. But it's nothing more than that. Again, obviously, just so obvious. Gemara's not condoning. The Gemara's just simply describing that's how we're going to interpret it. And therefore, the condition is thrown out the window. And what are we left with? A get. V'kasher, and therefore, the get's going to be a valid get. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Halachi, Rav Yehuda ben Tema. And the Gemara unequivocally decides that the halacha here falls like Rav Yehuda ben Tema. Where if the condition attached to the get is an impossible condition, so we just take the condition, we throw it out the window, and then we're left with the valid delivery of the get. I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Masif Sinamideka. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, when you read the Mishnah one more time, you will see that all this is meduk in the Mishnah. Diktani, it's a Mishnah about Mitzia. Kol she'efshal lekaimo b'sofo, v'yisna la b'tchilaso, t'nau kayim. The Mishnah says that as long as it's a condition that is possible to fulfill, so then the condition is going to be a valid condition. The inference is really easy. The Gemara makes it for us. Ha'efshar t'nau bato. If the condition that was stipulated is an impossible condition, so then the condition is just simply thrown out the window. Shema mina. The Gemara says, okay, we can resoundingly conclude that Mishnah b'Matzia follows the opinion of Rav Yehuda ben Tema, and the Gemara says in the halacha follows like Rav Yehuda ben Tema. Ibai lehu. And here it gets even more interesting. I'll give you the get, but you gotta help yourself to a ham sandwich. You gotta eat pork. If you eat pork, so then the get will be a valid get. Okay, so now where does this fall under the category of possible or impossible? Okay, now. Right.
The thing is that in Nadarim, you cannot make a nether based on a condition that halakhically cannot fulfill.
Right, it's the Masna Mashikasa Batara. Okay, good. So we'll get to that. So, Amar Abaye, he. So Abaye says, file it under the category of, climbing up to the heavens, going down to the depths. walking over the Mediterranean by foot. File that, says Abaye, under the category of is just simply impossible. It's impossible. A Jew cannot eat pork. It's that simple. A Jew cannot eat pork, much like you can't walk over the Mediterranean. So Rava Amar Efshar D'Achla V'Lakya, Rava takes a somewhat more pragmatic approach, and that is, what do you mean it's impossible to eat pork? It's not. Eat pork. Now, the consequences, fine. So you suffer the consequences of eating the pork. You get malchus, but you can eat it. So a fascinating machlokus between Abaye and Rava in terms of whether or not the condition of eating pork is something which is filed under impossible, Abaye Shita, or no, possible but simply an avera, and you'll just simply suffer the consequences of doing so.
Did you read this one?
Yeah. Being mevatel. I read it. So the ula Abaye klala asuye basar chazir. I'm sorry. Now, in terms of the shitas of Abaye and Rava, so actually, their positions can actually be encrypted in the brisa that we quoted. Meaning, the klal, the brisa gives us a general rule. So according to Abaye, meaning, if it's the general rule is if something's impossible, what's that clause coming to include? Exactly this case, that the eating of pork for a Jew is impossible. And LaRava Kazeh LeMeute Basar Chazir. And Rava says, well, if you read on in the brisa that we quoted just a couple minutes ago, he says Kazeh Get, like this is a Get. Which means then that it's coming to exclude the case of Basar Chazir, which is not impossible. Again, possible with ramifications. Makes for the Gemara challenges from a brisa. How is it? Shetiv Ali Leploni Niskayim Hatanai. How is it? Get Vim Lavi No Get. The stipulation was made that she should have beer with so and so. Once again, beyond unusual. Now, the brisa says that if she does what was stipulated, to have beer with so-and-so, so then the get would be valid. And imlav eno get. So if it was, the condition was, that you should not have relations with either my father, your father, so ein choshesh shem nival lahem. There's nothing to worry about, because she is prohibited from having relations with those men. They are to her arayos. So now the one example that is not given is the positive case of you are going to have relations with either my father or your father. So that case wasn't given. Now, la Abaye nicha. Now, according to Abaye, perfect. Because Abaye says that any time the husband makes a stipulation, in order for her to violate an avera, you file that under the category of impossible. And that's why the Bryce didn't give such an example. But now, la Rava kasha. But now, for Rava's standpoint, why didn't the Bryce give that example? That would be, according to Rava, not condoning, it's not prudent, it's terrible, but it's possible. And according to Rava, why did the Brisa give that example? And it would certainly be the bigger chiddush on the part of the Brisa to give such an example. So Amlecha Rava Bishlam Abasar Chazir Efshar D'Achla V'Lakya. So the Gemara says, look, let's take this one by one. The idea of eating chazir, again, it's possible with the ramifications that you're going to get malchus. Okay, and Ploni Nami Efshar Demeshachta Be Mamona, and as far as having relations with so and so, okay, so it's possible that she got bribed with money. Ela Abba Vavicha B'Didal Kaimi Nihi De Ihu of the Isura Abba Vavicha Mi of the Isura. Look, it's one thing for her to violate an Isser and accept the ramifications and consequences of her violating an Isser. But if the stipulation is you and somebody else have to violate an Isser, that's not within her control. she has free will. She certainly can take the position that I'm going to violate an Isser, but in no way can there be a condition, an expectation that she and somebody else are going to violate an Isser. That is simply, even according to Rava, not a valid condition. Okay. Now, L'Rava Klala Soi Abba Vevicha.
And the get is good.
And then the get would, right. In other words, that would be impossible, and therefore the get would be good. LaRava klala suya ba vevicha and kazel amutek baser chazir. Now, according to Rava, so once again, now that we have this answer in place, so now we can spell out the inclusionary term and the exclusionary term. According to Rava, the inclusionary term is coming to include the case of Abba Vavicha. The get would be a valid get, but only on the condition that you have relations with your father or my father. There, that's impossible. And again, now we understand why, according to Rava. Because it involves you and somebody else violating an Isser, and that's impossible. However, the Kazeh, Lemute Basar Chazir. But the Kazeh get is going to come to exclude Basar Chazir. Because Basar Chazir is, in fact, a possible condition, because she'll make the decision, she'll suffer the consequences. Again, it's possible. So La Abaye, now according to Abaye, Klala Suya Basar Chazir, Kazel Ma'ute Ploni. Now according to Abaye, the Klal is coming to include Basar Chazir, because again, according to Abaye, the eating of Chazir is impossible. Abaye says it's no different than walking over the Mediterranean. It's just simply an impossible condition. And the Kazel is coming to exclude Ploni. Meaning, I want you to, the get will be conditional only if you have relations with Ploni. Not right, not moral, but at least within the realm of possibility.
And because he can really be in the same condition, so that's why there's no.
Okay, yeah, I mean. Ploni, just somebody else.
The same case, not a
same could be.
Condition, that's it.
I'm saying
divorce.
It's not
support,
but the divorce is a bit retroactive.
Right. From Rashi, it certainly seems that's correct. Rashi says the top Rashi in the Yaman. Eino get achi tibal lo de biadela achshido be mamon v'yisena beheter. In other words, you know, she'll encourage him monetarily. Okay, weiter. Meitzvei, we're on the top of Pei Dalamud Beis. The Gemara challenges once again. Let's just quickly set ourselves up one more time. We have now a basic principle that if the condition is an impossible condition, a physically impossible condition, the condition goes by the wayside, and the get therefore would be a valid get. Ascending to heaven, going down to the depths, walking across the Mediterranean, swallowing a four-armed pole, whatever. Any condition which is simply impossible, condition is thrown out the window. What if the condition is possible but would violate Nisr in the Torah? So here you have a fascinating machlokes between Abai and Rava. Abai calls that simply an impossible condition, and Rava says, no, it's possible. Of course, the ramifications are going to be she violated Nisr, but at least it's within the realm of possibility. And what we have seen now in the Gemara is Bryce is supporting Abai, Bryce is supporting Rava. We continue. Meitzvei the Gemara.
In the love of Chazor and the love of Zeus.
I know. It's
Abaye says the kazel on YouTube ploidi, meaning that it's possible.
Yeah.
It's the same. Same. It's also.
And not. It's not the same. In other words, to be with somebody, you could do better.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, Rashi says on the top of the Amud. Okay, meitzvei. Harezi kitech amenashetochli baser chazir v'imhaisa zara amenashetochli b'tshuma. So here the Braisa gives a number of examples. Number one, the get will be valid, but only if you eat chazir. Number two, she's a non-kohen, and the get will be valid, but only if you eat truma. Right, the eating of truma, just a halachic consideration for just a moment. The eating of a truma for non-kohen is worse than you and I eating chazir. You and I eating chazir is a lav. A non-kohen eating truma, misa bidei shamayim. Okay. Anyway, v'im haisa gzera. I know. You see where the glasses are? They're not in my eyes. So v'im haisa nazira amenashetishti yayin. So the and if she was a nazira, so the condition is fine. The get will be valid, but only if you drink wine. That would be the violation of a lav. Niskaima tanai harezik get v'im lav ain't no get. So the Braisa says, this is a Braisa. The Braisa says that if she fulfills a condition, the get's a valid get, and if she doesn't, the get's not a valid get. Obviously, the Gemara says, La Rava Nichala Bayakasha. Oh boy. The Bryce is very good for Rava. The Bryce is not going to work out for Abaye. Amlacha Abaye, me, Stavara, Stivra Akolhi, Hamani Rabbanani. So Abaye's response is, look, remember the beginning of the whole discussion? We had a machlokis between the Tanakama and Rav Yehuda ben Tema. So you just quoted me an anonymous Bryce. That's very nice. You don't know that the anonymous Bryce is going like according to everybody. In fact, I'll just simply defend myself by saying that the Brisa does not go according to everybody. That and the Brisa is only going like the Chachamim, not in accordance with Rav Yehuda ben Tema, and we paskin the halacha like Rav Yehuda ben Tema. Okay, that's my defense. Ben, you asked this question a couple minutes ago. The tape of the Masna Mashikasa Batara. No. B'chol Masna Mashikasa Batara to know about them. What is going on over here? We are having what seems to be just a bizarre discussion about a condition where the condition is you must violate something, violate the Torah. This seems to offend a very basic rule, which is no such stipulation can go against the Torah. And if such a stipulation is made, the stipulation is just thrown right out the window. So what kind of bizarre conversation are we having in the Gemara right now? Abaye and Rava, the get's only going to be valid if Yid Chazer. Like, what are we talking about? The condition is set to violate Nisr in the Torah. And Kol HaShemasna HaMashikot HaBatar Tanau Batel. So what's going on over here? Amar Avada Bered Rav Ika Ki Amin HaMasa HaMashikot HaBatara Tanau Batel. So he says, look, I'll give you an example of where it's very clearly a Tanai HaMashikot HaBatara, and the Tanai will just simply be thrown out. Kigon She'er Ksusav Onasa. Man marries a woman. A man has basic obligations and responsibility to his wife, min ha-Torah. Gemara back in Ksuvos, right in the middle of the Masechta. So the husband has basic responsibilities to his wife in terms of what he has to provide for her: clothing, clothing, food, and ona. Tashmish Amita. So, and let's say the man marries a woman and says, look, let's keep this marriage really simple. Okay? keep it really simple. Right? I'm not obligated to provide any of these things for you. Okay? You're good with that marriage? Great. Okay? So, Dehavika Akar, there, that's an Akira, where the husband is trying to redefine what marriage is. That's not marriage. The Torah says very clearly that marriage is the husband's responsibility to his wife, and he has to provide these things for his wife. And if he wants to try to redefine what marriage is, that's Masna Mashikas Batara, and that gets thrown right out the window. That's not marriage. Avahacha Ihi Ka'akra. But over here, he's not redefining an Isser. He knows it's Aser. She knows it's Aser. And she will make the decision of whether or not she's going to violate the Iser. But he's not trying to redefine Isurim. He's just simply saying, yeah, you want the get to be a get? That's fine. Here's what you're going to do. Maskev l'ravina klum ka'akra ihi ela l'kiyum l'tanai didei. So the ishakech de'iu ka'akra. The Gemara continues to argue this point. Maybe not. Maybe this is also considered an akira in the following sense. She wants to get to be a valid get. What is she going to have to do? She's going to have to eat the chazer. So basically, he effectively is causing her to eat chazer in order to validate the condition. So Elam Ravina says, okay, let's do it this way. Ki amrina masna mashikasa batara tanau batel kigon sherek susavonasa devadei ka'akar. Look, in the case of where he's trying to redefine marriage, there clearly, unequivocally, he's trying to upset with that which the Torah says. Torah says this is marriage. This is the definition of marriage. This is the responsibility of marriage. When the husband says, I'll marry you on these conditions, and he's trying to redefine what the definition of marriage is, that's an akira. It's an akira vada'os. He's absolutely trying to redefine. But avahacha, mika amrla, lo sagi de lo achla, here is he insisting that she eat chazer? No. All he's simply saying is, right, you have a choice. It's an unpleasant choice, right? No question about it. But when all said and done, it is simply a choice. This is not Mashikasa Batara. Lo techa lo tegaresh. Look, you don't have to eat it, but, you know, for the benefit of not eating it, you know what you get? You get me. Okay, correct. And I understand. Right now, I'm not the most attractive thing to look at right now. But you have a choice. So that's not That's not mashikasa b'tara. Okay. Let's go two more. Ketzad yase yileno haymeno mantana amar chizke rav shimon ben elazar hu. Okay, remember what happened back in the Mishnah. This takes us back now 3 days ago to the Mishnah on pei beis amud aleph. So the Mishnah says, what happens when he gives her a get, but with an exclusion, a limited get? So what do you do? And it was verbal. So what you do is you take it back, and you give it to her, and you stipulate correctly. So our Mishnah says you got to take it back and then you got to give it to her, so that the correct declaration is said b'shas nesina. Gemara says, you know, this sounds very familiar. Should sound familiar because, right, approximately a little more than a week ago, so we discussed a similar situation where he handed the get to the wife while she was sleeping, or under the false impression that it wasn't a get, it was a phone bill. So what do you have to do? You have to take it from her and you have to give it back to her again with a full declaration. So the Gemara says, but if you remember back then, that was a machlokas. So the Gemara now is suggesting that our Mishnah, which parenthetically is anonymous, is going in accordance with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Gemara says, is that true? Did Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, Ashi, Leno, Hemen, Vyachzor, Vyinen, Allah, Vyom, Allah, Haigi, Teich. You got to take the get away from her, you got to give it back to her again with the very clear declaration that this is your get. So it seems like our Mishnah, the opening Mishnah of the ninth parak, although anonymous, is going in accordance with Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan Amar Afilo Temera Rebbe. Rebbe Dilchon Amar, I'm sorry, Afilo Temera Rebbe. No, you don't have to say that. You could say it's going according to everyone. Dilchon Amar, Dilchon Rashi says, is a reference to Rav Kahana. Shani Hacha, Hol Vikanaso Lipasa Bola Kahuna. So the, so over here, it's different. So the you got to take it back from her and you got to give it to her again, because although the first time you gave it to her, it wasn't valid, but at least it had some sort of effectiveness to it. When you handed it to the first time, although the get was not a valid get, but what did it accomplish? She can't marry a Kohen. She will be disqualified from marrying a Kohen. So, because as we discussed earlier, once a woman is received a get, even though the get lacks validity, but it has a Reach HaGet, and therefore she can't marry a Kohen. So over here in our Mishnah, so the first giving had some sort of validity to it. So now what you got to do is you got to take it back, and you got to give it back to her again with the full declaration, so that she doesn't confuse this with something that just simply has a Reach HaGet. That's why in this case over here, you got to take it back and you got to give it to her again. Otherwise, she'll think that all she has is just simply a Reach HaGet. Masha Ein Kein, previously, where you gave it to her while she was sleeping, there, that wasn't a Nesina Bechlal. That's why there's an argument over there whether or not you got to take it back and give it back to her again. Okay, the distinction between that case and this case over here. Okay, now we'll stop. Now we'll pause. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Kasa B'Socha, we begin tomorrow at the two dots.